This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting as I do tomorrow's news tonight from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, FM 93.7. We broadcast to great radio stations like the one you're listening to us on right now, all across the America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Some of you are listening to us that way as well. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women out there coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail haulers hauling the mail and the packages and all that all across the country to everybody who's got stuff that they've ordered. And let's not forget about the suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel, too. And then there's the Amazon warehouse people and the Amazon drivers out there working, getting the stuff delivered there all across the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're also on Getter, we're also on Truth Social, we're also on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's Captain's America, two words, put an S in the middle of it, put it all together. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can go over there, and if you can't hear the show anywhere else, it's streaming live over there right now while we're on the air. You get the same signal that goes right straight to the satellite that the stations get. And also, you can hear our show streaming during the daytime. After it's done, after it's over, it goes to a stream, and every 4 hours, the show will play over again. That's the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com, and take advantage of our goodies and stuff that we got there and all the information on that page. All right, joining us right now from Michigan, up there in the northern tundra, we've got the man, the myth, the legend, Rob Edwards. There he is. Well, oh, wait a minute. There he is. That's better.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, I pushed the air the right way, I'll get you. Yeah, you were still pushed to the right. You were a right leaning arrow, I'm telling you. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize the two words under God because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's see here. We have our Florida representative talking about Shanghai Joe yesterday. And she said that the Americans should be deeply concerned about the weaponization of government agencies like the FBI and the Department of Justice. Now, the new House Weaponization Subcommittee met for the first time this week with Democrats and Republicans sparring over what Kamik described as necessary work. Now, these are extraordinary hearings, she said, some of the most consequential work that we will be doing in terms of oversight. She went on to say, the thing that I found curious is that this really shouldn't be a partisan issue.
She's correct. It shouldn't be, but some are making it as such. It seems that the Democrats are not very concerned whatsoever about our security. She's correct. She has the right to, she's very smart to be concerned, and that we all should be very concerned.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay. I got you.
Okay. But what we saw in that hearing was Democrats trying to rehash the J6 committee. They keep going on this J6, J6, J6.
Uh-huh.
And that's what they're really concerned about. But they're not concerned about the things that are actually threatening our security.
Yeah. Also, we have heard that there may be another entry into the presidential race 2024 on the Republican side soon. I don't know how soon, but Tim Scott, the senator from South Carolina, the junior senator from South Carolina, has got a super PAC, which has been stoking the rumors of a presidential bid by him.
You know, Tim Scott is one of the universally liked guys in the Senate, and I think he would be a great candidate. And, you know, he has tapped former Colorado Senator Cory Gardner, also the former chair of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, and GOP strategist Rob Collins to co-chair Opportunity Matters Fund Action, which has raised more than $17 million so far, according to Axios. And I think that he's an inspirational guy. He is sincere. He's a very sincere individual. And do you remember, Captain, during Herschel Walker's campaign, and you had Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott there?
Yep.
And Lindsey Graham just, you know, I think he helped undermine Herschel Walker's bid. But I think if Tim Scott had stayed with it, I think Herschel Walker might have been pushed over the edge because, you know, folks like Tim Scott. He's a great communicator, and he knows how to really reach people. And I think he's an all-around good guy. I don't know if he'll win if he does run, but I think he would be a good candidate.
Well, I also think that he would make an excellent vice presidential candidate, so that may be
in
the offing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. All right, well, here comes the music, so hold that thought, folks. I'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. You will hear an Edwards Notebook when we come back on the other side of the break here. Don't forget, this is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Many Americans are continuing to leave high-tax states like New York and moving to lower-tax states like Florida and Ohio. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. As sovereign Americans stream out of California and all high-tax states, I find it alarming that the Biden administration and other extreme leftists like Chuckie Schumer are all proposing to raise taxes on wealthy, productive Americans, which is basically increasing the already high degree of punishment against those who succeed in society. Even more egregious is the Biden plot to slap a 3.8% income tax increase on the earnings of small businesses. Already, at least 45% of small businesses have been shuttered due to the fake science-based lockdown during the Corona China virus scandemic. Some economists have predicted that up to 65% of all small businesses may shut down unless there is a quick reversal of Biden's already enacted oppressive regulations and executive orders. If the Democrat socialist pigs have their way, Americans who want a better life may soon immigrate to less oppressive nations. I'm Ron Edwards. Brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee.
Let me tell you something about Constitutional Grounds Coffee, folks. I'm sitting here with my Tervis tumbler full of iced coffee. Just happens to be Constitutional Grounds Coffee. But I can't stand, nor will my stomach allow me, to drink acidic coffee. It just burns. You know how you get that acidic level that just burns in your stomach? And the last thing in the world you need to worry about with this coffee is whether or not it's going to churn and burn in your stomach. It's very, very, very tasty. And it doesn't give you that acid grip when you drink it. Now, I'm going to give it a little sip right here, right now, because it's right here. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's so good. And, of course, if you want to find out more, just go to theronedwards.com, the website, to make your purchase. And to make sure to utilize the RE20 promo code there, where you will receive a 20% discount. And we have this voice that streams in when we do this, so let's see how this works. Constitutional Grounds is...
the coffee you want in your cup.
See, I told you, that voice just streamed right in there. All right, all right, there you go. Now, I want to play something for you, Ron, because we had a situation yesterday. We had a press conference in D.C., and it started out the way most press conferences do. You kind of knew what was going to happen, but this is what we got instead.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the unknown object was brought down off the coast of Alaska.
Out of an abundance of caution and at the recommendation of the Pentagon, President Biden ordered the military to down the object. And they did.
Kirby says the object was flying at an altitude of 40,000 feet and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight. The development comes after the U.S. shot down a suspected Chinese spy balloon last weekend. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, the major difference, as we had mentioned earlier in the program, was this was not a balloon. This was something that could have very easily, by the looks of what I saw, been a full-size drone flying into our territory. It was the size of a car, which is about the size of a drone. So, what do you think?
I agree with that. And I agree with the fact that this time they did the right thing and shot it down. In fact, I hope this will continue. If China continues to, soar things over our airways, I think we have a right to just take it down as soon as it comes within our airspace. And they did the right thing. Hallelujah. But, man, a lot. I think the only reason he did it is because of the backlash they got from what they did not do with the balloon by waiting for it to traverse the entire United States and gather whatever information they wanted to and then shooting it once it headed into the Atlantic.
Well, China wants their device back because one of the things that was there was a container about the size of a 50-foot tractor trailer body. And it's intact, and they've managed to get that, recover that, and what was in it. And that's going to give them plenty of information because that had nothing to do with the weather, that piece of equipment, nothing.
No, absolutely. And, boy, if it were up to me, China would never, ever get that thing back either.
They're not going to. Now, the Chinese spying is obviously concerning us, the Americans and other countries, as well as many of our citizens, because it's fueling new calls for, amongst other things, the ban on TikTok, which is a social media spying site that nobody should be using.
Absolutely. TikTok is bad stuff. Even without the spyware, the young people are looking at in TikTok all the time. It's not good. It's very, very bad, for young developing minds for the most part. It's funny that TikTok that the young people receive in China has none of that garbage. It's intellectually stimulating, this, that, and the other. But TikTok needs to be run out of this country on a rail and never allowed again. It's bad for the country, and it's just as dangerous. In fact, it's more dangerous than the a balloon flying overhead, because each individual that uses TikTok, you're being spied upon by China, and that's very dangerous.
Yeah, and I've seen some of the stuff that's on there, and it certainly is, I would call it triple X-rated in some cases, but that's just because they're trying, that's the way that they're trying to get people to look at it, and it just isn't worth it. But anyway.
But it's bad for young minds. It's bad for young
minds. It's bad for anybody.
You're developing your mind, and all your young people that's what they're focused on, rather than in China, when they look at TikTok, they're being intellectually stimulated, Chinese history, math, and, constructive stuff.
Yeah. Now, the terrorist watch list encounters on the border are way up, according to Senator Josh Hawley, Republican of Missouri. Now, he said that Biden is not even attempting to enforce the law. Well, I agree with that statement 110%.
Well, the border's wide open, said Holly. And he said, who knows, by the way? These are just the folks on which the watch list that we've heard about. And who knows exactly how many people, Captain, has actually come into the country. I mean, my gosh. Do you know that we have more illegals that have come across our border just since Biden has become president? We have more people that have come across than our members of our entire military.
Mm-hmm.
And that's scary because most of them are young, strong men that are not coming here to be our friends. And, you know, they're coming here, in my opinion, to do damage. And you can see the evidence of that, what they've done at the Roe Hotel in New York City, mm-hmm. and what they've done in other places. Wherever they are, it's all about damage. And, I mean, they talk smack. Did you see what happened with the ones that went that Eric Adams sent into Canada? They said, no, we want to come back.
Yeah.
And we're paying for them to be bought back to New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're complaining, saying, well,
it's too cold.
No. Yeah. Screw that. Excuse the language, but, I mean, come on.
Yeah,
they should be thrown out of here.
Now, speaking of language, the law firm has been hired to defend against the possible Mayorkas impeachment. Obviously, the Republicans are saying that they're going to impeach him. They've already brought the case before the House to be voted on. I don't know when that's going to happen. It's going to happen fairly soon. So Mayorkas is lawyered up. He's all ready.
There's no shame. There is no shame in these corrupt departments in the Democrat Party. None. Marcus is probably the worst at his position in the history of this country. And the only thing he can think of, well, I've got to fight this. There's no shame. He has refused to do his job and put us all in danger.
And finally, Lou Holtz, a legendary college football coach, especially of Notre Dame fame, has come out and said, the Kansas City Chiefs will win the Super Bowl.
And the man is correct.
Well, they got a good team. I just hope nobody gets hurt because if Mahomes, who's playing with an injury, gets hurt, you know, he'll be knocked out of the game. If the other fellow, Jalen, what's his name,
Hurts. They'd have to drag him out of there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, whatever. Somebody, I just hope that they don't get hurt. Either team, nobody, that they're able to play a game. All right, we'll find out.
Yep, you're picking Philadelphia, right?
Well, maybe. I like Kansas City, but I wouldn't mind a Philadelphia one. Okay, we will talk to you. We will talk to you next week, and then we'll discuss that. Have a great day. All right, Ron Evers, everybody. The Evers Notebook. And I'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
USA News Update. The U.S. military downed another high-altitude object that flew over American airspace. Brigadier General Pat Ryder shared some more details at the Pentagon.
The object was about the size of a small car, so not similar in size or shape to the high-altitude surveillance balloon that was taken down off the coast of South Carolina on February 4.
Speaking earlier at the White House, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the Department of Defense tracked the object over Alaska at about 40,000 feet over the last 24 hours. He said it posed a reasonable threat to civilian flight, and President Biden ordered the military to shoot it down today. The president will travel to Poland later this month. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said he'll deliver remarks ahead of the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Biden will visit Poland that borders Ukraine February 20th through the 22nd. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here, there are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Let me tell you about Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. They are my doctors of choice for the problem that I have. They are a specialist in dealing with what I have to deal with. And they're located at 38th and 66th in St. Pete. Right down there, not very far away from the hospital. Their phone number is 727-896-4615. If you can't get the kind of treatment that you think you should be getting and you're having problems and you're going nowhere, call these people. They will help you. They will help you. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, 38th and 66th in St. Pete, 727-896-4615. Absolutely the best at what they do that I have found. All right. Back to the telephone line we go, and I do believe Kyle Warren's right there. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, you are there. That's very good. I'm glad you were able to make it on back. By the way, we're going to start a new feature next week in the program. You want to know what it's going to be called?
Sure.
We're going to have the Shanghai Joe Report. And we're going to get that music, you know, that, you know, the little violins and all that stuff that they play, the Oriental stuff.
Yeah, I suppose.
Kind of like maybe like the beginning of Tour of Duty. Da da da, like Painted Black. Da 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 da. And we'll call it the Shanghai Joe Report, because God knows we'll have plenty to talk about.
Well, certainly, you know, Captain, what's happening now with the Chinese spy balloon, now this other object, whatever it may be or wherever it may have come from, is pointing up, I think, to Americans that there's something going on, there's something afoot here, and perhaps in no other better way is it bringing to the fore the real concerns that are legitimate concerns about China and what its role in the world is and what it wants to do. As much as Joe Biden wants to make you think everything's hunky-dory, it's not. And certainly his dealings in China before are all back now under scrutiny.
Now, Florida, the state of Florida, is in a unique position. We have a fabulous governor doing a tremendous job. We want to keep him here. We don't really want to have him abandon us to go be the president, but it would be the country's great pleasure and honor to have him at the helm if that were to happen, I'll tell you that much. But we've heard a lot of things about people saying, well, the governor's overstepped his bounds. He can't do this. He can't do that. He can't do this. Oh, really? Listen to this one, Kyle. The Florida State Legislature passed a law on Friday expanding Governor Ron DeSantis' practice of flying illegal immigrants to cities and states primarily controlled by the Democrats. It is A-OK with our state legislature.
Well, you know, Captain, of course, these different states and in many ways cities as well have declared themselves to be, quote, sanctuary cities.
That's right, and states.
And states as well, sanctuary states. So, no, wait a minute. So are they saying they don't want people to come to their state, or it's wrong to actually get people from point A to point B? Because they have already rolled out the welcome mat, as it were. So, of course, many of these politicians only said these things for effect. They didn't really mean it, because we've seen now, driving this with facts, we've seen what happens in places like New York City, when even the mayor there, Eric Adams, says, you know, we can't keep going on with this. And our own governor in California said, look, you can't keep sending people here to California, I'm just paraphrasing here, because it's going to break the state. We didn't budget for this, basically. So in reality, it doesn't work, but in the realm of political mumbo-jumbo, it sounds like a thing.
Well, no one can say anymore. They couldn't to begin with, but the law has been strengthened down here to where he's been given the green light to do even more of it.
Well, exactly. So this points up again, in many ways, just like you were just talking about with the Chinese spy balloon, this actual thing that looks like a stunt, but what it is, it actually shows, now wait a minute, do you really want to have an influx of people who have come to this country illegally dropped off in your community? And most communities are going to say no, but it is a political thing to say, I guess, at dinner parties and stuff like that, but in practice, it's destructive.
Speaking of dinner parties, would the person leaving the Pence residence from the next dinner party please remember not to leave the classified document on the table?
Right. No kidding. You know, there is something to the notion that is there a systemic issue in how these documents are handled post-term for any elected official that has access to these things? That is a good question. But a lot of that, I think, is throwing up a smokescreen to what was going on with Joe Biden. These things were there for a long time. Evidently, nobody ever went to go look for them, and it wasn't as though they were buried underneath the garage. They were in boxes next to the Corvette in the garage. So, you know, something was up there.
Well, yeah. And, again, of all people, Mike Pence, really?
Yes, exactly. But as I was saying before, I think that he's tried to get out ahead of it. We have to know the answers. We have to know why those documents were there, why they were left behind, and so forth. Pence also said this. He says he takes full responsibility. Now, that's different than, I think, Joe Biden. I don't know that we've heard him utter those words in that exactly that way, but Pence has tried to, at the very least, say that. So, again, it's all part of the investigations, but Joe Biden has tried to say, well, some things got misfiled. Well, that wasn't misfiling in a box in your garage.
No, not at all. Now, of course, we had President Joe Biden here a couple of days ago, and he came into the area, and he tried to make it sound again like the Republicans were cutting Social Security, and they were going to cut Medicare, and things were going to be so terrible. It was going to be awful, and it was going to be this, that, and the other, blah, 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 and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden, I played what I played, but you have the piece that's the piece de la resistance, the resistance. You've got the audio of Biden talking in 1995, telling the entire world what he tried to do, not once, not twice, not three, but four different times, don't you?
I do, and here we go. Here's Joe Biden, circa 1995.
When I argued that we should freeze federal spending, I meant Social Security as well. I meant Medicare and Medicaid. I meant veterans benefits. I meant every single solitary thing in the government. And I not only tried it once, I tried it twice, I tried it a third time, and I tried it a fourth time.
So there you have it.
He made no reservation about it. He made no reservation.
Well, that's right. And he was trumpeting it as though this was a badge of honor. He wanted to look at all these different things. And if anybody else were ever to even remotely suggest that nowadays, well, they just make it into a new thing. In the last go-around, Captain, for the primaries, the message was they're going to take your abortions away. Now, in this one, it's in this next go-around, it's going to be they're going to take your Social Security away. So
right.
They are good at trying to have a unified message. I'll say that.
Right. But their message is not true. And for you people that are listening to me, you just heard Joe Biden in his own words. The one that said this was not Rick Scott. Rick Scott has not said or even inferred anything like this. Joe Biden did.
Right, and it was in a different political time, a different political space.
Yep.
He's been in the business for 50 years. Obviously, he's going to have changed at some point, but they should have at very least, Captain, researched that and figured out where is this going to pop up, and they didn't even figure that out.
All right, I hear the music, so that means you got to take a break. And it means we're going to be coming back on the other side of this break with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. So don't go anywhere, because we will have more for you when we come back on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more right here.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Oh,
the Hollies, a long, cool woman in a black dress. That brings back some memories, Kyle.
It really does. It actually goes back to 1972. And get this, Captain, I love the genre that this song is placed into. It's called swamp rock. I love it.
Yeah, well, in a way it was. That's about the time that we were getting a lot of different things coming out. Charlie Daniels was just starting to kick off and really drive some music home back then. All righty, take it away. Tell us what's going on out west.
All right, folks, out west, we're still looking at a little bit of high wind warnings in the southern part of Southern California, if you put it that way. It's down near the border with Mexico, Interstate 8. If you're in the Pine Valley area, you might have some wind advisories down there, but hopefully not too much. But we do have up near Reno, Nevada, if you're coming over to the California side, out of Reno, we still, Captain, we're looking at a lot of snow on the radar map right now. Of course, that's going to impact on or pass. Do be careful. We might have some fog in the early morning hours, so do be aware of that. We continue to watch a mix of rain, sleet, and snow north of Redding on Interstate 5. This is going to head up on towards Medford. It's kind of sailed away a little bit from where it was, a little bit north of Medford from last hour, so might be dissipating a little bit there. But overall, you definitely want to be aware of that. But also in northern Nevada, as you come the opposite direction, I-80 towards Winnemucca, you're going to have a round of winter weather. It's going to bring some minor impacts to western Nevada and the Sierra through Saturday. So please do be careful out there.
All righty. Well, we've got some wind going down into the Gulf here, southwest corner of the Gulf down there around Hidalgo and Brownsville, and that's going to make things a little breezy along the coastline there. Might bring a few showers down below today. That will continue up towards Corpus Christi, and the wind will wrap itself around. It's not a big wind, but it's enough to make it a little breezy along the shoreline there and give you some rough waves. All the way across over to where we've got some rain right now, which is making its way inland up into the Tallahassee area, Big Bend area of Florida. It's up along I-10 up into Georgia, and it's going to work its way up the East Coast this weekend. And it's going to be part of a storm system that's going to bring some winter weather, if you will, to the mountains of not only, it looks like, Georgia and South Carolina and North Carolina, but quite possibly eastern Tennessee, where they have got some snow right now. It is snowing up in that area. It's predicted to snow some more. They might get several inches of snow up there. Now, in addition, the eastern part of central and northern Georgia is going to get some precipitation that probably will be rain, but then again, you never know. Sometimes the temperature drops to that point to where it could be either or. So we'll just have to keep our eyes on that one. And taking a look as we go up the East Coast, we do have a gale warning all along the East Coast from off the coast of South Carolina, North Carolina, on up to Virginia. Then it hops, skips, and jumps up to Long Island. It wraps itself around to Cape Cod. We do have a little bit of snow tonight. Looks like it's going to be kicking in up around Watertown, New York. Now, as this system goes up the coastline, it's going to possibly, with the way the winds will be blowing off the lakes, the Great Lakes, it's going to possibly create some snow up there in upstate New York and western Pennsylvania, northwestern Pennsylvania, for the folks up there on the lee shores of Lake Ontario and Lake Erie. So you want to pay attention to all of that, if you will. And also, one last little thing, Kyle. Way up in the northern peninsula, northern part of the peninsula of Michigan, you do have a winter storm watch up there. You've got a gale warning on the lakes up there as well. And the central northern part of Lake Michigan's got a gale warning on it with some wraparound effect to where you could have some snow way up in the northern part of Michigan tonight. So, Kyle, tell us about how we can hear your show, and then one last shot at the Pilot and Pine J.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com, and you can find the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers at PilotFlyingJ.com. That's PilotFlyingJ.com. Find out about the My Rewards Plus app. Also, find out how you can save money, how you can get great offers, and also get some great gear and supplies at all the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers out there across America. That's PilotFlyingJ.com.
You bet, and we look forward to talking to you on Monday. So have yourself a great weekend. Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Well, I'm thinking. I don't know. But I'm going to go with Ron Edwards on this one. I'm going with Ron Edwards on this one.
All right. Okay. All right. I'll see you later.
Thanks, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren. Didn't want to take a stand. All right. Well, I get that. And who knows who's going to win? It depends on the team that stays the healthiest because they both got quarterbacks and get hurt. All right. Speaking of football, right now on the telephone line, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Do you have a team in the mix?
I mean, I don't really have a dog in this hunt, but I'd like to see the Chiefs do it.
I don't want to see anybody get hurt. That's what I'm thinking, because both those quarterbacks are playing hurt. And we know that the Eagles quarterback has to go into the night.
Shoulder.
Yeah, at the end of the season.
Issue.
I think he's going to be, when they put that harness on, I think he's going to be harnessed up. Well, so that's not easy, but oh, well, it is what it is. Okay, what on earth happened yesterday at about 1:45 in the afternoon Eastern time?
Well, there happened to have been an article that came out from the New York Times. And the media was on their game, and so they were sitting in the White House press briefing where John Kirby was talking about Lula being the new president of Brazil, being at the White House. Who, by the way, Lula is a criminal. He's a thief.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rescue operations in Syria. But one of the members of the press just happened to ask Kirby about shooting down an object in Alaska. Well, Kirby wasn't going to, appears that he wasn't going to say anything because it was 11 minutes into this briefing that this question got asked, and he had some points that he was going to say if he was asked. So it appears that this White House wasn't going to say anything about it until a member of the press said that we shot down an object over Alaska.
All right, hold that thought. When we come back, we'll talk about the rest of this because this is amazing. This was not a balloon this time. It was not a weather balloon. We don't know exactly what it was. We can certainly guess by the picture, but who knows? We'll be back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.